see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Man, I'll tell you, so many people are panicking, fear-driven, emotionally distraught, and genuinely scared for the future. I can understand that. But you know what? There's really nothing to worry about in the grander scheme of things, not if you operate as a sovereign and sentient human being. On the other hand, if you do not operate as a self-aware and free consciousness, then you are in real fucking trouble. If you are aligned with your own sense of self, which is spirit, which is truth, which is all that exists, the eternal, infinite aspect, then you shouldn't worry, but you should also be on point. Be aware of how it is all crumbling, yet maintain a sovereign attitude and a creative posture. It's the creative spark that we hold within our hearts that will give rise to our new spiritual renaissance, our rebirth in consciousness, if you will. While so many fall for the divide and rule bait, orchestrated by the so-called elite 1%, and bicker all over anti-social media like children, they remain estranged from their own inner spark, their own creative aspect, if they have any, and play right into their unseen master's hands. They are played like fools and maintain a level of stark denial that defies belief. It's amazing, everything is so right out in the open, and the deniers will still cling to their perceptual comfort zones out of fear. Those people are in real trouble because in their refusal to acknowledge what is so, they are in for utter psychological breakdown in the days ahead as this perceptual paradigm rips apart at the seams. The observant can already see it occurring and it's only going to amplify. Others are beginning to see that the world is not as they thought it was and are beginning to question the propaganda, but they are afraid to speak out for fear of ridicule or backlash. It's a shame, really, because if you silence your voice in the face of tyranny and acquiesce to what you know to be wrong, then the chains still bind you and there is simply no more time left to decide where you stand. Being wishy-washy about standing free or realizing your potential, taking action, and speaking truth to power will only ensure your enslavement cognitively, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Choosing a manufactured side in this divide-and-rule shitshow will only keep you disunited and in cognitive chains. It isn't quite over yet, and if people can begin to understand objective morality and universal law and align their hearts and perceptions accordingly, then we may still have a shot. Understanding the simple truth that actions have consequences seems to escape the majority at this time, and moral relativism runs rampant in today's societies. Does there exist an objective right and wrong? Yes. This is not just some philosophical speculation or conjecture. There are laws that govern the consequences of behaviors, and if we align our consciousness with those laws and get the ego out of the driver's seat, then we can advance our perceptions and adopt a creative posture that will assist us in the creation of a reality that we prefer to experience. What would a world without tyranny look like? Well, we don't know, because for 6,000 years of recorded history, human beings have been under the thumb of tyranny in one form or another. It's mostly psychological tyranny, and the results of that perceptual misdirection manifest in the outer world. Never has this been more readily apparent than it is today. And in all that time, human beings in general seemed to have learned nothing. People want to cling to some manufactured ideology, and in their completely manipulated emotional reactivity, they play right into their enemies' hands and remain clueless as to how comprehensively they are being used. The ego always seems to need to get behind some cause or another. How about this for a cause? The cause of human freedom. Regardless of race, sexuality, politics, or any other nonsense that divides and crushes the human spirit, can you get behind that? In its most basic terms, objective morality is the understanding that morality is universal and not up for interpretation. You can call it universal law, natural law, God's law, or whatever. The name you give it does not change the truth. We live in a world of moral relativism, egocentricity, and absolute inversion. Everything that is good, that is just, that is beautiful, that is right, is contorted and spat upon, and the mass consciousness is indoctrinated with this satanic ideology. And make no mistake, the inversion of universal law and the worship of the ego is Satanism. Through social engineering and propaganda, the behind-the-scenes dark consortium has given the people their mindset. It's poisonous. Even though the nature of this reality is dualistic, it is in such an extreme of imbalance, the scales quite obviously tipped in favor of darkness in this world in the here and now. If you just accept that blindly, then you get what you get. The creation of a new spiritual renaissance, a new paradigm, a new experiential reality, or whatever you want to call it, is and will always be a grassroots effort. If you think you're going to create that by joining some corporate-funded Marxist organization, well then, good luck with that. It begins as an individual undertaking. If you ask another, what do we do, or how do we do it, then you are still externalizing and missing the point. The answers are inherent within you, hidden beneath the mind chatter of the ego and its false sense of superiority. Others may assist, perhaps offer guidance, but the individual must take up the mantle of responsibility and walk the road willingly. We're so conditioned to expect some external authority of one kind or another to do it for us. Just go vote, and magically all the problems will be solved. Let me know how that all works out for you. This belief in external authority only ever brings tyranny and enslavement. Despite all of this manufactured chaos and division, it's not over yet. We are actually presented with quite an opportunity should we choose to take advantage of it. Here's one suggestion. Turn off the damn TV and stop allowing the media to assault your consciousness. Perhaps cut down a bit on the intake of external things and attempt to get in touch with your deeper self. The bombardment of information can get in the way of that process, which, from my perspective, is very necessary now. Why not take on a creative posture? Instead of truth-bombing Facebook with your time, why not create a blog? What about artistic endeavors? Write that book, paint that picture, produce that podcast. Perhaps learn some survival skills. What about doing positive things locally within your own community? Eh? What about that? Utilizing those censorship platforms really doesn't get you anywhere. Besides, you'll never reach those who don't want to be reached. For those who wish to remain within their cognitive prison, you could metaphorically slide the key under the door and they'd push it right back. Perhaps it's better to be a lighthouse, so to speak, and anchor a higher frequency within your own being. I think that each individual's willingness to shift their perspective is the starting point, and that the law of attraction will bring others that are drawn to that experience. Not that watered-down, commercial, New Age concept, but the true understanding that like energy attracts like energy, and that what you put out is what you'll get back. Although, as a species, we are being pushed to the brink. It's not over yet.